is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Lucille Ball.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever a thrill of showers come along.
Good evening, everybody. This is Al Jolson opening up another recital in the Kraft Musical. And tonight, I've got a song that was all the rage in the days when a fella used to serenade his gal with a ukulele. So come on, Lou, let's go Hawaiian. Down Hawaii away, where a chance to stray. On an evening I heard a hula maiden play. Yaka hula hiki doo la, yaka hula hiki doo. Down Hawaii away, by the moonlit bay. When I lingered a while, she stole my heart away. Yaka hula hiki doo la, yaka hula hiki doo. Oh, I don't care if you love the ladies far and near. You'll forget about them all if you could hear. Yaka hula hiki doo la, yaka hula hiki doo. I'm coming back to you, my hula loo. Beside the sea at Waikiki, you'll play for me. And once again, you'll away my heart away with that yaka hula hiki doo la too. I'm coming back to you, my hula loo. Beside the sea, you play for me at Waikiki. And once again, you sway my heart away with that yaka hula hiki doola too. You know, Oscar, I've been waiting since last week to tell you what my little baby son did today. Oh, it was the cutest thing.
Al, please. Since you got that baby, that's all I hear.
Why, Oscar, don't you like babies? Little babies?
I'm sorry, I guess I'm a little jealous.
Why?
I thought you could have adopted me.
You would have liked me to be your daddy? Why?
I was thinking of all the pretty mothers I would have had.
I wonder now what it would have been like if you'd been my son.
I know I'd have been a juvenile delinquent.
What do you mean, a juvenile delinquent? Nothing's too good for my son. You would have been an adult delinquent. I'd have sent you to Harvard.
Dad.
Yeah?
They wouldn't let me in Harvard.
Why not, son?
They thought I was a Yale man. I was wearing a Y for Yolson on my shirt.
Oski, this is no joking matter.
But I was well-liked by the undergraduates at Mental State.
Mental State, nice college.
My fraternity brothers made me the head of the whole frat.
Son, I didn't send you to college to be a frat head. Now, look, this is serious. I got a letter from the Dean of Women. She said you made a girl walk home from a ride. Now, who was the girl?
The Dean of Women.
My boy, you shouldn't have treated her that way. When I went to school, I used to take her for walks down the old ox road.
She mentioned it, Pater.
Yeah?
She said it was the first time she had ever walked down the old ox road with the old ox himself.
Now, Oxy, Oxy,
yeah?
That's no way to talk to your Pater. Now, what you should do is to settle down. You should get a girl, just like the girl that married your dear old dad.
I did. I brought her home and you married her. But...
Well, that just shows I'm a chip off my old son. Now,
frankly, father.
Yeah?
Or father, frankly. My real love is my music.
I'm glad to hear you say that, son, because your piano will never be fickle to you. It'll never nag you. It'll never scold you.
And it'll never warm my feet on cold nights.
Frankly, son, or son, frankly, I never thought of that.
Father, I've got a very hard piece to play tonight. Before I play it, do you mind if I warm up first?
Go ahead, son.
I feel warmed up, so I'll tackle this very difficult piece.
One of those families that just won't stay fed. You know what I mean. The children want after-school sandwiches. Dad goes snooping in the refrigerator at bedtime. Well, a few glasses of Kraft cheese spreads on hand keep all those demands for snacks well satisfied. To begin with, delicious Kraft cheese spreads are good, wholesome, nutritious dairy products. And they give you such fine variety. For instance, Dad's favorite Kraft kinds will probably be Kraft Limburger Spread, the new tantalizing Smoke Ale, Zestful Roca, and Golden Old English. Youngsters will be partial to creamy-tasting Kraft Pimento, Olive Pimento, Relish, and Pineapple Spreads. All in all, there you have eight wonderful Kraft kinds, and all packed in reusable, posy-patterned glasses. Pick out several of these handy, delicious cheese spreads tomorrow. The quality spreads marked Kraft.
Oscar, you play beautiful music all the time. Why don't you, for a change, play something hot?
Okay, here's something hot.
That's hot.
Well, it sends the blood to my head. I'm a concert pianist. I don't play that fast jazz boogie-woogie stuff. You know. I don't know what it is. I don't play that sort of
thing. Oscar, just give me a Carnegie Hall arpeggio, and I'll let you hear the kind of stuff I don't sing.
I'm tired of giving you arpeggios.
Yeah?
I'm going to give you a glissando.
Hey, wait a minute. Oscar, slow down so I can jump off at my key, will you?
I'm glad you stopped me. Three more of those and I'd be down to my knuckles. Al, here's something you'd like. It's dreamy.
Say, Oscar, that was Tramrail you just played, wasn't it?
By Robert Schumann.
Yeah, you know, many years ago in my first show at the Winter Garden, I sang the Tramrail.
It wasn't written as a song.
Maybe not, but some fellas put words to it. Now, give me a glissando, whatever you call it, and I'll show you that there are words for it. And I think you'll like them, too.
I may like them, but you'll hear from Schumann in the morning.
Play
that drum awry for me. A lovely feeling comes a-stealing with that melody. I could listen till I die. For when you're playing me that loving drum
Oscar, wait a minute. I know that. That's by Peter Ilya Tchaikovsky.
How did you know that?
I looked it up in my phone book.
See if you can recognize this.
Wait a minute. Is it the Nutcracker Suite?
No.
Is it the Greek Concerto?
No.
Is it the Nutcracker Suite?
You asked me that before.
Well, those are all I know.
It's an Ypres dance.
Well, I don't know any of those dance tunes. I don't go to the Palladium anymore. Oscar, look. I don't know why you want to fool with those tunes. You always play Gershwin so beautifully.
Well, why don't you let me play it sometime?
You can play it right now, if it's, it ain't necessarily so.
You'll sing, of course.
Of course.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that your preacher is liable to teach her, it ain't necessarily so. Now Moses was found in a stream. Little Moses was found in a stream. He floated on water. Till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she saved from that stream. It ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so.
I just sang that. What are you singing it for?
I just want to prove it ain't necessarily so.
Well, I got a song about a girl. I got a song about a girl I just met, Hannah in Savannah. And if you'll just sit there, I'll sing it for you.
Gonna throw away my baggage, nothing in it but the blues. Gonna give away my derby, gonna give away my shoes. 'Cause I'll never roam away from home a solitary day. When I get back to Hannah in Savannah, GA, gonna get a one-way ticket. If I gotta steal the dough, you can clip my wings and keep them. I don't need them anymore. 'Cause I'll never roam away from home a solitary day. When I get back to Hannah in Savannah, GA. Oh, Hannah. You'll never know how much I miss you. Oh, Hannah, this man of yours is blue.
Gonna get myself a rocker. Gonna sit there in the sun. Gonna hear my Hannah saying, plenty work that should be done. But I know that she will let me be to live my lazy way. When I get back to Hannah from Savannah, GA. Bebop.
Wonderful that Lucille Ball is with us in the music hall tonight.
Yeah, Ken, you know, that's the first curveball they've pitched to me this year.
Hello, Al.
Lucille, honey, come to my arms and let old Jolie give you a nice fatherly kiss.
Hmm.
Wasn't that fatherly?
Oh, Daddy.
What do you think of me now, Lucille?
Al, you're as young as you don't look.
Lucy, look, when I'm around a beautiful woman, I'm as young as the next man.
I'm the next man. Miss Ball. Miss Ball, I repeat, Miss Ball, I'm Oscar Levant.
Oh, yes, Mr. Levant. You know, all the women are just crazy about you.
Of course.
But me. I've never had the slightest desire to meet you.
How can you dislike me on such short acquaintance? Usually people have to know me for a while before they hate me.
Oscar, it doesn't take that long. Say, Lucille, I saw in your play Dream Girl. You know, I was offered that part.
How could you have been offered the part of Dream Girl?
I lied about my age.
Oh, Al, you're kidding me.
No, Lucille, you'd be surprised at the part Al thinks he can play. He wants to go to Warner Brothers and make a gangster picture.
What's stopping him?
The Warner Brothers.
You know, when I first went back on the radio, I wanted to play a tough, two-fisted detective like that guy Sam Spade or The Rogue.
Oh, Sam Spade is wonderful. He's smooth.
I'm smooth.
And he's handsome and tough and strong.
I'm smooth.
I like radio mysteries, too.
Yeah?
I always thought I'd make a good menace. Sorry. Did you ever hear a laugh like that, Lucille?
Yes, last time I went out with Bob Hope.
What I like about playing radio detectives is they're always sitting in their office wishing a beautiful redhead girl in trouble would come in. Then the door opens, and a beautiful redhead girl comes in.
Oh, Detective Asa, you must help me. I'm in trouble.
No April showers, they come your way.
My grandfather has just been murdered.
They bring the flowers that bloom in May.
He left me $1 million.
So keep on... Will you marry me?
Asa, you've got to help me. My grandfather, Jackson Blackburn, was sitting in his study reading when he was murdered.
I'm sorry, girlie. I can't take the case. I don't take any murder or robbery cases.
What kind of cases do you take?
Overtime parking or jaywalking.
Asa, you're so handsome and so strong.
Please, honey, don't hold me so tight. My elk tooth's biting me.
Oh, Asa, darling, my cheeks are close to yours. My lips are close to yours.
Oh, if I only was 20 years younger. Make that 30. I'm going to take the case. But the first thing to do, I think, I'm going to take the case, lady. The first thing I've got to do, I got to frisk you, you know.
Frisk me? Why? Why do you have to frisk me?
Because I feel frisky. All right, sister. I'm going out on the job, and don't follow me because it'll be very dangerous.
But I'm not afraid. I studied criminology in college. Why, I once found two bodies.
Well, you certainly kept the right one. Come on, Lucy. Let's hurry right over to your house. Asa Yolson, the fearless detective, is on the job.
Here's the house. There's the light in the window. Oh, Uncle Oscar must be up.
Now, don't be afraid, sister. I have the name of the murderer in the back of my head.
Good. You got him cornered.
What? Let's go in. Push the doorbell.
Wait a minute. There's a sign on it. It says, battery dead, and so is everybody inside.
Well, just because the bell don't work, There's no reason to stand here. Let's go home.
Asa, come on in and solve the crime. Here, baby, is a kiss. I gotta go easy on those. He can't take it anymore. Look, there's Uncle Oscar sneaking down the stairs.
Lucille, who is this man?
This is Asa, the detective, Uncle Oscar. Do you know that Grandpapa is dead? He was stabbed in the back.
Sounds like suicide.
You don't seem to be very excited, Mr. Oscar.
Why should I be? Every night at 12 o'clock, somebody gets murdered around here.
Someone gets murdered every night at 12 o'clock? Why don't you call the police?
Then how would I know when it was 12 o'clock?
There's only one thing to do. I'm going to reconstruct the crime. Lucille, what were you doing at the time of the murder?
I was taking a bubble bath. Well?
I was just reconstructing that in my mind. Now, Uncle Oscar, what were you doing at the time of the murder?
I was playing the piano, and I suddenly heard a groan behind me.
Well, why did you stop when you heard the groan?
He's used to that when he's playing.
Mm-hmm. Now, everybody take your positions. Mr. Jackson Blackburn, where were you at the time of the murder?
Well, I was sitting over here getting stabbed in the back.
How can a murdered man speak?
When I reconstruct a crime, I really reconstruct it.
Okay, Uncle Oscar, start playing.
Look, Grandpapa has been killed.
Oh, I can't wait to tell. I did it. I confess. Hang me from the highest octave of my piano.
Oh, Asa, thank you. You solved the case. How can I ever repay you?
Just do me one favor.
What's that?
Tell me who did it. I went back to my office, lit my pipe, put my feet up on the desk and waited. Because the way it works, there's always a beautiful redhead girl in trouble who comes bursting in.
Oh, Asa, you must help me. I'm in trouble.
See?
Everybody loves a hostess who can put on a party without a lot of fuss. Well, here's one of the real shortcuts to party success. Fix snacks the easy way with the 8 delicious Kraft cheese spreads that give you such wonderful variety. For instance, if it's a formal party, you can quickly make elegant appetizers with the zestful Kraft cheese spread varieties. The glorious new Smokel spread is just the thing on crackers. Tantalizing Roca spread to stuff the celery. Kraft pimento, olive pimento, or relish spreads on potato chips. What an array, and so easy to fix. But if it's an informal party, Kraft cheese spreads can make it even easier. Set out the assortment of their own smart glasses, along with some crackers and chips, and let every guest make his own snacks. Remember these 8 wholesome, delicious spreads for Husky sandwiches, too. Every refrigerator should have a stock of several Kraft cheese spreads all the time. So tomorrow, stock yours with your folks' favorite Kraft varieties.
Folks, there are a lot of songs written about love, but the best of them are written by young composers who really are in love, because then the romantic and plaintive music comes from their happy hearts. This is why my friend Irving Berlin's songs have always been so popular. And today, though he's no longer a young composer, he still must be in love. His music, well, it's as beautiful as ever. Most of you are well acquainted with what he writes today, but I'd like to go back, say, 24 years for one of my favorites. The song, What'll I Do?
What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do?
Good night, folks, and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Lucille Ball is currently being seen in the Columbia picture, Her Husband's Affairs. Tune in again next Thursday for the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our special guest, Walter O'Keefe. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Carson with Eve Arden, who'll follow immediately. Also, tune in the Great Gildersleeve next Wednesday on this network. Remember, next Thursday's guest on Kraft Music Hall will be Walter O'Keefe. When you use Kraft's prepared mustards, you will add tang and zest to even the most ordinary dishes. Try using them on sandwiches, in salads, on frankfurters, and in delicious fillings for deviled eggs. Use them to help save foods by making family favorites of leftover dishes. There are two kinds of Kraft mustard, you know. Kraft salad mustard, a mild golden mustard, and Kraft mustard with horseradish added, a more snappy, a more spicy blend. Next time you go to your neighborhood store, ask for both of these carefully blended, delicious mustards. Kraft salad mustard and Kraft's mustard with horseradish added.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.